from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trigger pulled on Britain's Brexit. British Prime Minister Theresa May Wednesday formally began Britain's departure from the European Union. She notified EU Council President Donald Tusk in a letter. It comes 9 months after voters in the UK opted for Brexit. David Davis is the Secretary of State for Brexit.
The idea is to make it as similar as possible to what went before, but still work. The reason for that is because, you're right, 40 years, you can't just change 40 years in 2 years. And to give us time over the coming years to change anything we want to. We won't want to change everything. There are lots of parts of European law that are good, lots we approve of, but there will be some things we want to put right.
Voters on British-ruled Gibraltar backed remaining in the EU Wednesday. The Chief Minister, Fabien Picardo, said that they must now make the best of Brexit.
It is not the result we wanted from the referendum. Today's a day when we must be ready to work to turn sadness into optimism and hope.
European Commission head Jean-Claude Juncker called for unity among the remaining 27 EU members. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley Wednesday said the UN peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo supporting a corrupt government that preys on its citizens.
At the same time, the UN peacekeeping mission is mandated to partner with the government to consolidate peace and security. In other words, the UN is aiding a government that is inflicting predatory behavior against its own people. We should have the decency and common sense to end this.
Meantime, Swedish police have launched a murder investigation into the deaths of a Swedish UN expert and an American colleague whose bodies were found Monday in a shallow grave this week in central Congo. This is VOA News. In Iraq on Wednesday, a suicide truck bomb exploded in southern Baghdad, killing at least 15 people and wounding dozens of others. No immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State has carried out similar attacks. In Washington, the commander of the U.S. Central Command, General Joseph Votel, told lawmakers the U.S. may have played a role in that large explosion that killed dozens of civilians in western Mosul on March the 17th.
I do agree with Lieutenant General Townsend's comments yesterday. He is our commander on the ground in Iraq, when he said that there is a fair chance that our operations may have contributed to civilian casualties. But I would highlight to each of you that this investigation continues, and there is still much to learn from this.
Iraqi special forces and police are battling IS defenders in western Mosul as they edge toward the Al-Nouri Mosque. In the meantime, eastern Mosul, the victims to ISIS atrocity continue to hide. Nashwan Yassin refuses to emerge from a dark room, living his days by candlelight, ashamed as his right hand was cut off by ISIS. He says, I didn't want to come home because I don't want my family to see me like this. Now I hide myself in this room. I don't want to see anyone. I was free as a bird. Now I'm not free any longer. I stay in the room almost 24 hours a day. Turkey Wednesday announced the end of its month-long campaign to rid its border area of Islamic State and Kurdish rebels in northern Syria. Operation Euphrates Shield, launched back in August, backed up the Free Syrian Army with troops, tanks, and aircraft. University of Denver International Relations Professor Jonathan Adelman doubts the Turks are actually withdrawing their forces.
There's a good chance, and I would agree with that, that the Turks are saying they're ending active operations right now, but they're going to keep their soldiers right where they are.
The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has already arrived in Ankara. He's in the process of having conferences with Turkish officials. David Friedman Wednesday was sworn in as the next U.S. ambassador to Israel. The bankruptcy attorney was given the oath of office by Vice President Mike Pence.
David, your record of compassion and care for Israel and her people is an inspiration to the president and an inspiration to us all.
Friedman was confirmed by the Senate on a narrow 52-46 vote. He has supported the existence of Israeli settlements. The White House confirmed Thursday that Chinese President Xi Jinping will visit the U.S. for talks with President Donald Trump on April the 6th. President Trump will host Xi for 2 days at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. A White House statement said the agenda will include global, regional, and bilateral issues of mutual concern without giving any of these specifics. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.